All right, here we are. This is episode 4, Speaking Millennial. Right? Episode 4?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to put on this shirt so that it looks like we did a different episode.
But is that your shirt?
Wait.
Do you know the entire time, Jay, I thought that was someone that worked here.
For the record, it's really hot in here. You probably don't want to put the shirt on.
Definitely hot in here.
Actually, you know what?
Because there'll be all kinds of, there'll be deodorant stains, and it's a disaster. So, all right.
Nobody's coming to this for my looks. Although, if we do talk about how ugly I am, we should probably do like a picture of me and then a poll.
I think we definitely are going to do it. Well, I think it's going to be if people agree with Jessica or not in the assessment. Why don't we say hello first?
Yeah,
welcome to Speaking Millennial, episode 4. We don't know what the title is going to be. Yes.
Are we
going to
roll on two cameras just in case mine doesn't work?
Yeah, I'm recording now, too.
So we're now recording here.
Now we're good.
So, all right, that's good. All right, so welcome back to Speaking Millennial, or welcome to Speaking Millennial if you just accidentally found us. I am Bill Spadia here with our producer, Jessica Nutt, and the very talented and very funny Jay Black.
See, I feel like...
No hesitation
now,
there.
Now you're not hesitating, but it sounds more sarcastic.
I'm overcompensating a little bit, right?
You're going too far.
Which hurts more.
Yeah. I would say the overcompensation
really
hurts a little bit more.
So if I had said, like, the funny Jay Black, the comic?
The inhumanly... funny Jay Black, like beyond human, would have been nice.
Oh, I like that.
Like the funniest
maybe
person alive.
For episode 5.
Yeah,
I will do that. I'm learning. For episode 3 with Matt Rooney, it was like the very funny Jay Black, but I paused because I was thinking about porn, because every little writing bit that you help me with, the porn gets in there.
Yeah,
there's a porn line in every one of those bits, whether it's the car bit, the gym bit. Bone porn.
Yeah, I feel like porn, just like in the bits in life, it always shows up somewhere. You don't want it to. It just shows up.
No.
That's what happens. I'm just browsing the internet, just going about my business, reading about the news, and boom, porn. Didn't mean to hit that.
Right.
There I am. There. Speaking of sarcastic, did I ever tell you the story of me performing for White Boys in the Hood? Ever tell you this?
Can't even imagine.
I did a show called, for Showtime, called White Boys in the Hood.
It's okay.
A real show. I am not making that. It sounds like I'm just making up a
Showtime racist thing. Showtime actually aired it.
They aired it. It's a bunch of white guys performing for black guys and see if black people like you, I guess.
Really?
I've heard this story like 3 times, so I'm just wondering if you have not heard it.
How have I not heard it?
I've told you the story 3 times?
Yeah, like at least.
Are you guys recording podcasts without me?
Yes, we're doing
it. Is there something going on here?
We have a second.
Is there something I need to know about?
We have a second podcast called Ugly Man Talks About White Boys in the Hood. It's a very specific genre.
3 episodes.
Yes.
I'll tell you halfway through if I've heard.
Okay. So I'm performing on this show, and I'm excited for it because I am a comedian. It's my first time on television. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Midway through the taping, we're doing 10 tapings.
Right.
I'm talking to one of my friends in comedy, and he goes, hey, how do you know that this is like not like a Showtime at the Apollo type thing? Because it could just be they're there to yell at you and tell you how terrible you are. And I was like, I hadn't thought of that until literally this moment.
But thanks.
And thank you for that. As my fear level goes up. Now, I was following Screech, if you remember Screech.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. He was cut from the show.
All roads go back to Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, everything.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Screech.
I've worked with several of them.
How about that?
Very, very weird. But he goes up to a standing ovation. Not a standing ovation. Like, he goes up and everybody loves him.
Because he's Screech.
Because he's Screech. And then he leaves to silence. Because his entire bit. You gasped like you haven't heard this story before.
That was really good, though.
Yeah.
You should see how many times we have to retell stories.
Wait, you really heard this?
Have I? I don't know if I've told you this specific story.
Maybe that's not specific.
Okay. So Screech goes up. By the way, he argued for more time, which I always thought was funny. He was like, we all got 8 minutes. He was like, I'm not going on unless I get 10. And his joke, his entire bit was about a slow kid falling down a flight of stairs. Like, that was his entire bit.
Right.
And everybody
with a punchline? So, like, kind of like the dog joke?
Presumably. There was a punchline.
Oh, right.
But no one in that audience knew where it was because they were like, we don't like you, Screech. And he left, and I'm like, oh my God, my friend is right. This is Showtime at the Apollo. I'm going to lose. This is terrible.
I didn't realize Showtime at the Apollo was just to roast people.
Well, it's like, if you succeed, it's fantastic.
Oh, I see.
If you don't succeed,
they will be honest with you. Is what you're saying.
The guy tap dances you off and they boo you.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So Showtime at the Apollo is very mean.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So
you've heard the story before, though, so I think you did.
So
I've heard the part of the story where there's a blinking light.
No, that's a different story.
All right, I got to be honest. I feel a little bit better. I was thinking like there was something going on behind my back.
Wait, is it the same taping of the same show, though?
Same show, same taping. This is a different story.
All right.
So. More specific to what we're talking about.
Okay.
So I
just got the look of, see, dummy?
Yeah.
Like, that's what that was.
So I go up on stage. I start to talk. And not only, Bill, are they not laughing, they're talking to each other. Now, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm going to describe it.
Look at the camera right there.
They're looking at each other like this. The audience is looking like they're shrugging and they're whispering to each other as if they didn't understand the language I was speaking. And I'm like, I'm white, but I didn't know I was this white. This is very white. Midway through about a minute and a half in, the MC comes out. He goes, yo, cut it. MC was a black guy named Talent. He's a very funny comedian.
Where were you in the bit?
I was a minute and a half in. I forget.
All right.
But he goes, yo, cut it. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, my God, I'm being cut early. They even let Screech go the full time. I'm getting cut early. And he goes, your mic's dead. No one heard anything you said. And he's saying that into the mic.
Oh, my God.
He hands me the mic. And at that moment, it was the greatest thing that could have happened. Because up till that point, I was like, I'm nervous. I'm in a big theater. There's
of course.
Cameras. I'm worried if there's
Showtime.
Showtime. Some people have that. You know,
some people have Showtime.
Right. Side note, I got Showtime so I could watch myself.
Of course you did.
And when I was talking to the lady from Comcast, I was like, hello, I'd like to order Showtime. And she's like, okay. And I was like, pause. Would you like to know why I'm ordering Showtime?
Did you really say
that? Yeah, she was like, actually, no. And I was like, no, but it's a good reason. You should ask. It's because I'm going to be on Showtime. And she was like, Sarah, this is I'm recording this for the police.
Right, creeper.
He hands me the mic, and at that moment, it becomes every crappy gig I've ever played, and it's a beautiful moment. I because at that point, I've dealt with problems before. I didn't know how to do it when everything was going right. But with problems, I knew what to do. So I took the mic, and I was like, well, they told me it'd be ghetto, and these people laugh. You've never heard a laugh.
It's fantastic.
They're laughing so hard. And then I'm emboldened. I'm like, listen, it's my first time on television. Showtime couldn't even get a 9-volt battery into a microphone. You people, and I said you people, but I did not mean it the way
I meant.
You people better laugh when you hear me like you've never laughed before. So I walk off stage. They introduce me. And this is why I'm reminded of it.
Right.
When I walk on stage, they applaud so hard, it's like they're mocking me. There's this moment where they're like, Jay! And
you can we see, love Jay!
You can see in the episode, I'm like, bring it down.
This was after the whole set. After you get introduced at the end.
I get introduced again to tell my set again because they hadn't heard a word that I had said because the mic was dead. So I tell my set. And by the way, this is a side note, and I'm a little annoyed at this. And if this gets back to the executives at Showtime, I'm still considering legal action. My dad is the only white person in this audience. Mm-hmm. And when you pan the audience, you can see like, you know, black person, fat white person, black person. Right? So my dad's there. And I was the fourth one up. At the end of my set, I get a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there going,
see your dad.
Yes. And I see my dad. No, my dad stands, which is beautiful. I'm like, this is the first time he's approving of anything I've ever done. He's like, these black people loved you and I'm happy.
Right.
Then he goes to leave. And they say to him, sir, you can't leave. He was like, there was a Flyers game on. And he was like, I'm going home to watch the Flyers. And they're like, sir, you can't leave. This is a TV taping. For continuity, you need to stay. And I believe his answer was, I was in the Navy. I'm going to leave, and you're not stopping me. And they're like, all right, and he leaves. Fine. I watch every episode of this thing.
Right.
There's like four more standing ovations that comedians get, but my father is in every one of them. They reuse my standing O for other people, and I know it because if you watch that show, and by the way, I feel like everybody has an archive of it, and they're going to go watch it now.
I want to go watch it.
When you see a standing ovation,
I don't know that I have Showtime.
Look for the fat white guy. If he's standing, it's my standing ovation. Wait. Stolen.
What is it called? I got to watch it now.
It's White Boys in the Hood.
White Boys in the
with
Hood.
With a Z.
Can
Boys
I find it on Netflix or anything like that?
I feel like it's been hidden. I don't know if you can find it.
I think it's archived somewhere.
I think you got to go to the Showtime actual
the
buildings. You have to go to the building at Showtime. You have to sweet talk your way into the vault and then actually
and
get
there's an actual
there's
can.
There's going to be like a piece of tape.
Yeah. Right.
There's going to be, there's like police tape, do not cross. That's you have it. To go buy the tape. A little outline of my career. You have to step over it. But that's just a 20-minute way of saying it. Felt a little sarcastic just like that day.
Wow, I don't know where to even begin now. Part of me feels bad.
Yeah.
Part of me feels good because that's a good story to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like this is a reaction everybody has to me.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, but I'm kind of happy that you said all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I've benefited from this whole conversation.
Yeah, but I still feel bad. I don't know exactly. Yeah.
See, now already I'm thinking about the title.
Which is?
Of the. I mean, there's got to be something about the hood.
White Boys. What do you think? White Boys.
What, right?
White Boys in the Hood.
White Boys in the Hood.
I feel like there's going to... One time in my life, I had somebody bring a White Boys in the Hood DVD set for me
That's
to sign.
That's brilliant.
I'm like in Cleveland, the guy's like, huge fan. I'm like, and I was really like, what?
Really?
No, you're not. And he was like, I am. So I signed it, which I sign anytime anybody asks me for an autograph. I write, if you still have this in 10 years, I will give you $10. Because I'm always worried. I signed a t-shirt once, and it wound up in a consignment shop, like in Maine. And I got an email from the person, like, I don't know who you are, but I found this in a consignment shop, and I wanted to know what you did. And I was very, that was heartbreaking to me, but I signed the t-shirt.
Wow.
The person was looking through, and was like.
Wait, you just signed it Jay Black?
I signed it Jay Black, but my website was on there, because it was like my
so
t-shirt.
So they called you?
No, they emailed me.
Oh my
like,
God.
I just wanted to figure out what it is you did, because somebody put this in a consignment shop. So that messed with me. So now whenever I sign an autograph, which is rare, but when I do sign it, I go, if you have this in 10 years, I'll give you $10. Now, the White Boys in the Hood super fan shows up like 6 years later with the White Boys. He's like, hey, can I get my $10? And I was like, no.
You got 10 years.
You got four more years. And he was mad at me. I think I lost the fan. He was like, well, I think six is close enough.
I'm like, when was this? Like, can we expect him to show up at one of our comedy nights?
Actually, I'll be honest with you. Maybe it's getting around 10
I
years.
I think it's
it
right around
could be around
here.
The 10-year mark.
Oh, wow. Do you know his name?
If somebody's a White Boys in the Hood fan, I tend to distance myself as much as possible because obviously that person.
Because he's probably the fa- was he white?
He was a black kid. He was a black kid. Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was a fair question. No,
Watching White Boys in the Hood.
White Boys in the Hood. Right. I feel like it appealed to no one.
Right. But you white, had a black, full audience though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was,
where was it?
It was actually the John Jay Theater in New York.
Oh, in Manhattan.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah, it was very nice. Mm-hmm. And I wore P. Diddy sneakers that I've kept to this day.
What does that even mean?
The guy who was producing.
I'm not very hip. You've probably noticed that.
Well, I think P. Diddy.
He changes his name all the time.
Is he back to Puff Daddy?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, they're the same guy.
Yeah, the guy who produced White Boys in the Hood was a producer on the P. Diddy show on MTV, and that's how he got in.
I got it.
And I had all this P. Diddy stuff, and they're like,
so of course you wore the sneakers.
Do you want sneakers? And I'm like, yeah, let's get some sneakers. So I still have them, and I break them out. Anytime a black person comes to my house, I put on them.
You put on the sneakers? Yeah, I get that.
Look, I like you guys. I'm wearing the sneakers.
No, I've got a black friend.
Yeah.
I got this guy.
P. Diddy. He's a buddy. Yeah.
He's got my autograph.
Yeah.
He's holding the CD.
Yeah.
So that reminds me. I just think it has to come up. I know it's uncomfortable for both of you. So
what?
I feel like well, the whole incident that happened on the radio.
Which, by the way, I refer to as the incident.
It's
capital
the
T,
incident, yes.
Capital I.
So let me just give you the backstory. We were discussing, Jessica and I were talking about the text. And we have a group text.
For this podcast.
So the three of us are on this group text to plan the podcast, to plan appearances on Chasing News, to plan, appearances on 101.5. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me, I said to Jessica, I said, why do you think Jay includes his wife on every text?
Right.
I think you're missing a part of the story. You're on the radio talking about this.
Oh, thank you. Yes. This was live on the radio.
But I just assume you're always on the radio. I feel like we're on 101.5 right now.
The reason the job works for me is nothing has changed in my life. I talk like this at dinner with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened today. Let me tell you the story.
Right.
And I'm,
let me interview. What did you do in school today,
son? I'll tell you something. I will get back to the story, but my son is now, he's now making fun of me. He's like, oh, Dad, is that because you're a comic now?
Nah.
So anytime I try to get a laugh out of anything, my son's right there to just shatter it.
That'll happen to you. It still happens to me when I see friends from high school. I've always been like the funny guy. And Jessica, I did have friends in high school. I just wanted to stop. Knowing how you act.
See where this is going to go, right?
I was worried that she's going to be like, oh, your friends, Jay, really?
Well,
were they imaginary?
I'm just thinking you still hang out with your high school friends.
Yeah, well.
That's where you went with that?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them's a kidney match, so I keep them around just in case.
In case you're the other one. I got it. But so I'm on the air. Jessica's right. This happened live on the air. And you're right. I don't ever pay attention. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did I actually say in the show?
Well, this wasn't a conversation over coffee. This was a conversation that other people were listening to.
Right.
Yes.
So, poor.
That's your point. Oh, right. So actually, it's a good point. Mm-hmm. I made this public first.
Yes.
Right.
Things pop into my head and I say them. And then, like, there's a microphone.
Sure.
This happened. Remember the Japanese thing we were talking about in the last podcast?
Yeah.
I had an awkward moment with that because I got a text from Allison, who works for us at Chasing News, and she made a Pearl Harbor reference. And I just read the text on the air. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just read it. And I want to tell people, listen, if you text me when I'm on the air, there's a very good chance that I'm just going to read it out loud.
Right.
She probably doesn't know you read that.
No, she does.
She told me what it was, and I couldn't believe she said that in the first place.
I was shocked, too.
What was the...
Well, so my DNA test came back.
Pearl Harbor. Too soon? Is that where the problem is?
Yes, that was it.
I mean, come on.
It was Pearl Harbor. It was 1941.
It's been 80 years. I think we're okay.
I know. That's what happened. She's like, it just didn't sound appropriate. You're not making me look good. I'm like, I don't know what to say.
She was listening?
She heard it.
We have plans tonight, and we talked about how we're doing the podcast before I go see them.
Mm-hmm.
So they were listening to the radio, and they know I blow them off at dinner to go do this.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Did you make another excuse as to why you were late?
No, I just said I got something to do.
So you didn't say what? So now they know because they listened to the radio.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem.
I don't know.
My
listens.
Whole life is public.
You yeah. forget everyone listens.
I can't make up stories.
But
anymore.
You know what?
Like, you make up stories. Like, oh, I can't make it. I got to cut the lawn. I cannot do that because I forget. I talk about everything on the air.
You know what you got to do? You just got to lie to yourself. You gotta be like, you gotta say to yourself, I gotta cut the lawn.
Smart.
If I gotta cut the lawn, then you say
no,
it on the air.
What'll happen is I'll end up out there cutting the lawn. Like, why the hell am I cutting the lawn?
So you double whammy. Not only do you get out of the event, you cut the lawn too. You
got the lawn gets cut. That's it. All right, back to the original point. Wow, that took such a journey. So I'm on the air.
Right.
So Jessica comes on and we start talking about the text. I'm like, you know, this group text thing. I said, why do you think Jake copies his wife?
Always include my wife.
Always do.
Always do.
So you said, I don't know if we had talked to you about this before we were on the air or not.
It was after. Yeah, because I remember my heart was broken.
Because the conversation started, Jay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
I had a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my theory was... I got to be honest. I mean, we're on a podcast here. I can be honest. I thought it was to show that you weren't being unfaithful.
Right.
Like to say, look, I'm not out shacking up somewhere.
Right.
I have legitimate work, and this is the proof.
Right.
Right. And then Jessica had another theory. What was your theory?
Proof that you're working.
Right.
Look, you know, I'm actually, like, doing some type of work. I am not at the gym. I am not sleeping in bed still.
I think the word unemployed came into the
unemployed.
Conversation.
I've rolled out of bed today.
So before we go any further, I will say creative work and being unemployed, being a hobo, look the same.
Exactly.
So
I'm right.
That was her point.
So sometimes you're thinking of an idea that will turn into a screenplay that will net lots of money. Other times you're laying face down in bed listening to an episode of The Simpsons. But they look the same. So it's hard when your wife goes in, what are you doing? Working.
That's
and
the issue.
I would ask you to leave while I'm watching this episode of The Simpsons.
Do you think I want to sit on the couch eating pizza and watching movies?
I don't. I would love to be out doing what you do, working every day. But unfortunately, I have to sleep till noon.
So it got worse from there.
Mm-hmm.
It got worse. Because I was saying, so I brought it up. And I said,
already,
now Vinny Brand is there.
Already my heart is breaking.
I know. Yeah. It was tough. I feel like this is therapy, though.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
good for the two of you. It's kind of like this friendship therapy.
Yeah, let's get
through.
This bad blood.
Because I think you've gotten to the point where you guys are friends now, and I think that things like this just have to be talked about.
You, Bill, are the leech on our bad blood. You're just sucking it right
I'm
out.
I'm sucking the bad blood right out, yeah. And we're going to solve it right here on the podcast.
Vinny Brand was there. Vinny Brand,
so Vinny's
comedian,
there.
Owner of this
Stress
Factory.
So I talked to Vinny a little bit about this, and I forget what he said. He said something, I'm sure it was very funny. We laughed. And then I said, Jessica, you know, I think it's because it's about him being unfaithful.
And I said, but have you seen Jay?
Right.
So that's unlikely.
So, and it just came out.
Wait, I didn't hear the unlikely part. Did you say unlikely?
Well, I'm adding that now. Like, that was the point.
I don't know.
It's even worse.
You may have doubled down. You may have done a little bit of a Sean Spicer thing.
So, yeah,
like,
I just
kept going. I can't take the words back.
Sorry.
No, Sean Spicer thinks I'm attractive. He said so.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I was like, well, have you seen Jay?
So now Vinny takes that, and literally, it's like it stopped the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yes.
Vinny looks at you, and he's like, "Well, he throws a flag. He's like,
right.
You know,
whoa.
Roughing 15 mm-hmm. yards." I defended you because I said, "No. Like that's part of Jay's shtick. Like he
right.
does that. It's part of the bit." She goes out into the production room, and Chris Wendeman, my producer, mm-hmm. is like, "Wow, you're really brutal."
Yeah.
And then the text.
I get a text from my dad saying, "You gotta." What do you say? Rein it in? You're spinning out of control, Jess.
I think it was get your shit together.
Get your shit together.
I think that was it. Don't be mean to Jay. Everybody came to your defense.
Dad is on my side. I love
it. Oh, yeah. Our dad was totally on your side.
And I thought I was spinning out of control, and I was saying terrible things, and I'm just mean to everyone.
Yeah, I would say yes.
But then I defended her. I'm like, no. You were just doing a bit.
This is right after I said the F word and made the first podcast.
Oh, explicit.
Yeah. She set the bar.
So I How do we work this out?
Going on the apology tour here.
You are. This is the Jessica Nutt apology tour.
So I feel like
there's a list. We're keeping a list.
I feel like we put up a picture and we just do a poll. We say, what do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
Now, what would the wording be? Like, would this man? Would you help this man cheat on his wife?
Oh boy!
Like, is it like an adultery poll?
That's
like,
terrible. Like,
is that a bad idea?
I'm thinking that's so much no. We should bring Matt back from last week.
you're thinking
just to be in the room while you're saying that.
You're thinking, can we edit that part of the podcast out?
I think we should. Like, just
even by mentioning that, was bad.
I'm thinking about us throwing these phones into a fire and making sure that no one ever hears anything.
Walk away from the podcast. Yes.
But I don't know if a poll's the way to do it. I think that Jessica, listen. You're not the first woman to find me vilely unattractive. You're not the first woman to get sick to her stomach the moment I walk into the room. I get it. I understand. I am the world's ugliest person.
Now, Jessica wants to jump in right now, but this is Jay's time.
I thought a part of your soul died when you heard this, though.
If I had a soul, it would have died.
That's yeah.
My soul actually came back to life. Said, oh, is Jessica talking about us? And I said, yes, soul, she is. Well, what did she say? And I said, well, I don't know if you want to know, but I'll play it for you. And then my soul died again. Jessica, listen. I feel like we should probably work this out, I think, the most adult way possible, which is you apologize, and I make passive-aggressive jokes for the next 5 to 8 years. And I think I think that's how adults handle it. Yeah.
I think that's good.
I
don't know. What constitutes an apology? Like, I think there was an apology on the air. Would we say that's already done?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember apologizing.
Yeah. No, you may not have. Wait a minute. You apologized at lunch.
Yes, afterwards.
So we had our meeting of the minds, and Jessica totally came clean and apologized. Yeah. Well, Did that count?
We were sitting there early, and we were sitting there eating our calamari.
How good were the buffalo shrimp?
Buffalo shrimp, fantastic.
Did you try the buffalo shrimp?
I didn't have any of the buffalo. They were gone before I got there.
Really, by the way, All Stars with a Z. White Boys with a Z. I'm seeing with a Z show
with
title.
With a Z.
Boom. But Jessica walks in and goes, I need to apologize, which that's never good.
I felt terrible.
No. Because did you know at this point?
Oh, no. I had no idea.
I don't think I told her. I waited for you to get there.
Mm-hmm. With glee.
Yeah.
I was there like a little boy at Christmas time.
I ordered a beer. I ordered an extra appetizer.
I thought it was weird you had a box of popcorn.
Did you notice that?
You were just eating the whole time. And I was like, what are you doing, Bill? And you'll see.
Was that wrong?
No, I don't think it's wrong. No, all kidding aside, I've brought this up many times. I started performing in the middle part of Pennsylvania, which I think is, you know, one of the worst places that exists. And if you live in the middle part of Pennsylvania, you're not mad. You know that you live in a terrible place. I did Moose Lodges. I did Eagles Aries. I did Fire Halls for 2 years. That's all I did.
It's shocking people live there.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's like...
Full-time.
It's people who are just like, you know what? I can't get enough of my water catching on fire.
717 is the area code.
Is of the, where Central
I
PA?
I know that. Yeah. Is that weird? It's a weird thing that I know.
You get, like,
I know area codes.
I feel like you and the suicide hotline both know 717.
Oh,
we got another one. They're talking about fracking. So I would show up, and there would always be like three fat guys standing out in front of the gig, and I was teaching at the time, so I'd show up in khakis and a sweater vest.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Knowing,
ooh,
wow.
You know, this will go over well at a Moose Lodge in Carlisle, PA, as I drive into the... You're the comedian? And that's not how they talk. But they talk like that metaphorically. You're the comedian? I am. I'm the comedian. You funny? Yes, I believe so. That's why I'm here as a comedian. You better be.
Wow. And
just like threatening, like angry.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you come to an event that I planned and invited you to perform at? And they would yell out the worst things possible as I was walking up to the stage. I mean, not Jessica Nutt level bad,
but
close enough.
Like, really insulting your integrity and your looks all at the same time.
To get me to a place where I have a complete callus over my soul.
Let me ask you, would they question your sexuality?
I was wearing khakis and
just
a sweater vest.
Just throwing it out there. That's what I'm thinking.
Look at him. He's got an ironing mark in his pants like a homo. That's what they said. By the way, I was speaking in character. That wasn't me actually.
No. That was not you saying that. Yeah.
I don't think all people in khakis are homosexuals. No. Most.
No.
But not all.
Not wearing khakis most. Today?
Not wearing khakis today.
Check that.
I wear khakis.
Oh, you do?
My therapy session will be next week.
So you're half Japanese and
I'm half Japanese.
Also a little curious. No, I don't. I feel like I'm obsessed.
How do we trash khakis?
I don't know. I'm insulting both homosexuals and Gap managers.
Yes.
Like, both of them are listening. This is the worst person in the world. I'm just joking. I was being in character, everybody. Relax.
Wow. You know what was interesting? How quickly you moved off of the whole conversation of the looks poll that we were going to do.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
That was really impressive.
I was imagining what that could be like. There's no good answer to this.
Back to last week. I'm just wondering if you're going to share this with your wife or not.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
You sent her the link?
Oh, right. Yeah. Did she not get the link?
I'll send her the link.
I don't think this is explicit, though.
You know, I'm feeling...
I don't remember. Did I curse?
I think there was an S word. You said the S word.
I think I did.
In quoting Jessica's dad, who defended
me. Oh, I was quoting your dad.
My fault again.
Yeah.
Right back to you.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
This is your dad's fault.
Yeah.
That's who we're blaming.
What did he say? You're losing your shit?
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together.
Stop picking on Jay.
Stop picking on Jay.
What I like about your dad in this scenario is your dad equates you, like the last thread of you keeping your shit together is not making fun of me. Like he's sitting there like probably talking to your mom the night before like, I don't know. I feel like Jessica's on her last thread. I talk to her. I feel like everything's running out of control. I'm going to listen to her on the radio tomorrow. I'll just make sure. And she probably listened for 20 minutes like, things are going okay. Yeah. I'm happy. And then she made fun of me.
Boom.
And your dad was like, that's it.
What was funny about it is he then said to you that he didn't realize how mean it sounded in text.
Yeah, he said
like, there are only certain ways to take, get your shit together, stop making fun of Jay.
Right.
Yeah, like it was supposed to be funny and lighthearted
and then
through text. Winky
face at the end.
He needed an emoji.
Yeah, winky emoji.
Right?
I mean, when I got that text, I was like, no! Yeah. Like, I'm spinning out of control. I'm so mean. I'm on the loose.
Are you though, a mean person, would you say? Do you have, like, mean girl tendencies?
Yes.
So, how did they come out? Did you do a burn book? Is that really a thing still, or from Mean Girls?
I would love to do a burn book. I told Bill all about the burn books and
I didn't know
about
the
did you really have
you
them?
Know? No.
Oh.
No. I didn't know what a burn book was.
Because Mean Girls wasn't written until I was, like, college age.
Oh. So it was too late.
Yeah, okay. So, but that is that a thing now that people are still doing? Or
oh, yeah. They don't even do burn books. They do, like, burn Facebook pages.
Oh, that's even worse.
Really?
That is, like, the worst thing I've
so
ever
So it's public?
Heard.
Well, no, it could be private. And then everyone in the high school is in the Facebook that's burning someone that's not in the Facebook page and can't see it.
So the one guy that's out, is it usually women or is it men? It doesn't matter.
I think it could be both.
Probably a combination.
That's what mean kids do.
A burn page.
Can I give you my reaction as high school Jay? I'm going to do a character, high school Jay.
Okay.
Seeing that there's a burn page about me, high school Jay, now today. Ready?
Okay.
They know who I am. That's awesome. They got, look, they're all, Dad, come here, look. They all are making a joke pertinent to who I am as a person. High fives all around. I made an impression. That would be awesome. I'd be so happy.
See that?
I'm a all attention is good attention kind of guy.
They'd have pictures of you with your shirt, with your deodorant stain on
it. And they'd be like, well, no, it's high school. I wasn't wearing deodorant.
There was no deodorant there. That was it. No deodorant.
I was all natural.
It's funny we're all wearing the same thing in this podcast as we're wearing in the last
It's one. Almost like we're recording them back to back.
It's like almost like that.
We decided to just dress the same.
Do you know what's funny about it? Both Jessica and I have made references to last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we're playing
Jay
the
did
role.
It first.
Yeah.
Did you do it first?
Yeah. I took
we're following your lead.
I'm a professional.
I'm sorry.
I know I don't look it.
God, I just blew it. I just boom. It's out now. The secret's
By
out.
The way, no one's listened Damn. This far. They turn this
you're
off.
You're far. It's over.
Midway
now.
Through the White Boys in the Hood story, they're like, Jesus
God,
Christ, did Jay
story.
Talk this entire time off?
So we've decided then that the blood is now not bad. You
yes.
guys are good.
Oh, you've decided that.
And we're
well. I thought I was the mediator.
Oh,
I thought
you decided.
Would...
Get on the bandwagon.
The what? The mean to Jay bandwagon?
I'm like the counselor here.
Yeah.
Like, I played the therapist in this whole thing.
You have to
I feel like it worked out great.
Like any good marriage counselor, you have to secretly take a side. You have to secretly be like...
I know.
And then you have to kind of
Is that
point.
Like picking their favorite kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do parents do that?
Oh, yeah. No, I think, you know, there's a fire and I can only save two.
Depends on circumstances.
Yes, I'm definitely circumstances. The least favorite kid, for sure.
You think?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
I'm so mean.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. The meanness. The meanness.
Your dad is waiting for you to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Before
yeah,
right. he's willing. No, you don't have. I don't. You have two kids.
Two kids.
I mean, they're
now. See, they're far enough apart.
Right. There's like a 10-year difference.
5 years.
5 year difference.
5 years. So yeah, Elizabeth is a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael's going to be a freshman in high school next year. Sophomore in college.
Right. I have a boy and two girls. Mm-hmm. So obviously I don't play favorites, but it's the boy. I mean that's just, obviously. I mean, you don't want to. come on.
Which is why I'm really happy I don't have a brother, because it's always the boy.
Which is you and your sister.
Sorry, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Did your dad, was there the thing of like, oh, I'm going to play a lot of sports because my dad kind of secretly wanted a boy and I'll be a tomboy?
Yeah, we fish.
You fish?
Yeah.
You fish?
You go fishing?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like now? When you were a kid? You go fishing now?
Yeah.
The only thing I go fishing for is compliments.
That's
and hunting?
Hunting?
Wait a minute. You've been hunting?
I've been pheasant hunting.
Get out of here. We're in Jersey?
Yeah.
We have pheasants here?
I mean, I guess.
I'm not a hunter. I don't know.
Is it like one of those pheasant, like the, what do you call it, Dick Cheney pheasant thing, where like they bring a pheasant out and then like.
They release it and end up shooting your friend.
Right. That's in North Jersey. That's like a North Jersey thing.
So wait a minute. You go pheasant hunting?
I've been when I was little, like 10.
Okay.
Dick Cheney, by the way, went peasant hunting. A lot of people don't know that. They just take out a lower class person, let them run, and Dick Cheney takes them out.
Hunger Games.
So, but you did that. Hunger Games.
Is that in your five things? Did you do your five things?
I did my five things already.
What were your five things?
Five
things we don't know about you.
My grandfather played for Villanova basketball, and I went to the championship game last year.
Right.
And Adion wanted it to be horseback riding, but that's girly. That's not a boy thing.
It's kind of a boy thing.
Elizabeth was a horseback rider. Michael, no interest.
I spent my rent money on a dog, which I thought in college, which I thought was funny, but I think it wasn't true. I think my dad just saw it that way.
You think he just made up a story?
My dad just felt it was that way.
What is that with the rules of... First of all, let me just say this. You should have definitely put in the pheasant hunting.
Yeah,
like, the fact that that is not in...
I don't have pictures.
I feel like you should read... I feel like I should use that for one of mine.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, like, listen, but you don't know. What you don't know about me is I know that Jessica's a hunter.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, you should put that in.
That's pretty good,
yeah,
right?
I think so. Jessica's a hunter.
Jessica's a hunter.
Fun fact about Bill that his daughter told me the other day.
Oh, my God.
He went through a phase where he only used chopsticks to eat.
Now, here's why this is interesting. First of all, my daughter just... I don't know why that came out. And this was before the DNA test.
It came out for no reason.
This was before I knew I was Japanese.
Oh, you were looking for a fork.
I was looking for a fork. And I said something. And she's like, are you using a fork, really? And I'm like, yeah, I use forks now. I got over the... I didn't really. I really hate forks. I don't like them. I don't like spoons. I don't like the metal spoon with soup.
So fucking crazy.
There is literally.
That's worth an F word.
Yeah. There is literally in our.
I can't curse.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're already explicit.
It's already E. This was explicit from Go.
Yeah.
So in our silverware drawer, there is a slot for chopsticks. I know. Listen. Jody thinks it's weird too.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. The kids make fun of me. She will set the table when we're all there. I will get chopsticks. Everybody else gets a fork and knife.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to be used in your commitment trial. Like when when the spady of fortune is starting to be fought over by your children, and they're like, the old man's lost it.
You remember this?
Here's video of him using chopsticks.
You may testify. That's not good.
Yeah.
But you're Japanese.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's genetic. I don't know if, like,
I think it is.
I don't know if, like, Japanese people born in America are like, what's with all these forks? There's got to be a harder way to do this.
It started with spoons, believe it or not. The metal, like, so people eat cereal with this.
Have you ever heard, like, of anything like this in
your life? No, this, it sounds like I'm reading one of those books by, like, a psychiatrist where it's like, here's case study, Bill S.
I have a problem.
Yeah, oh, you definitely have a problem. Yeah, that is.
So it started. I use these plastic spoons. They're these Asian soup spoons. Yeah, because the plastic I find fine.
It's and the
Asian metal
part
spoon,
of it,
I can't do it.
You found comforting for
there
some
are,
reason.
There
you
are
know
Asian
why.
Writings on the spoon.
Like
they came with bowls.
Okay.
These plastic bowls. Mm-hmm. So for certain kinds of Asian cuisine that my wife will cook, she'll use the bowls and the soup spoons.
Huh.
I only use those spoons now.
Oh, wait.
Even for cereal.
By the way, I'm doing the same face I might do if I was on a first date with you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm right now figuring out my escape plan.
Like, you're like, did I get my friend to call?
I'm sending the,
what is it?
Better call.
I'm sending the text to my friend, code purple.
And my friend is like, we're out, we got
to
get out.
Oh, I'm sorry, I need to go help my friend. Right? She's moving tonight.
I didn't realize it was odd until I heard Elizabeth share
it. How did you not know
Jessica?
That it was odd?
I didn't think it was
Does
odd.
Does no one question that?
No one's really questioned it.
How are you pulling out chopsticks at dinner going, "This?" I'm sure people around the country are doing this right now.
This is like the third time I've told someone because it's like, did you know this? Like,
yeah.
This is
right.
crazy.
It's awkward now. It's out. It's and really it's my funny. Daughter's fault. Like, my daughter threw this out there. And I'm like, you know, E, you don't have to share every detail.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you don't. You do have to share this, though, because I think it's...
So this could be a part of the...
Cry for help.
I could work this into my bit because it's real and it's a pain that I suffer through.
What pain that people are mocking
that when you go to you go to every other restaurant there's no chopsticks.
That's a pain for you.
They're all metal utensils.
Huh? How would you?
I think of it like this: like if you were to chew on this key,
yeah,
it would have an awful taste.
Yeah, but
that's what we're doing. It's the same metal. You're just putting
it
into a utensil.
Why are you chewing on the fork? You don't have to, like, bite down on the fork. You can just place the food in your mouth.
I'd rather go back to
put your teeth lightly around the food and then
pull
on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think the poll
is really weird that you use a fork.
I know.
Yeah.
You can't use a fork.
I feel like it should be a picture of me holding a fork and a pair of chopsticks. And it should be, the poll should be, isn't it weird that Bill uses chopsticks to eat, is Jay ugly? I think that's, combine the poll together.
That's a great idea.
Jessica Nutt just goes on, clicks ugly 200 times. She's calling all her friends, click ugly on that ugly guy. And her friends are like, but Jessica, why? You got to rein it in, girl.
Going to go back to the Facebook
page. Shit together. Yeah. Shit together.
Get your shit together.
The burn page. I learned that today.
I like your dad talks like he's your overweight black friend. Like, you got to get your shit together, girl. You can't be this mean on air. What's wrong? And by the way, again, I feel like I'm racist doing that voice, but it's just the voice was
your
character.
In character. What was it again? White boys in the hood. What was
white
it?
White boys in the hood. Not the hood, just the hood.
The hood.
Which
spelled T-H-E.
Spelled T-H-E. Z for boys. You can
what was the other Z we used?
The other, at the end of Z.
Something else. There was some other Z.
There was.
Yeah. Right? Because we said that was our title.
Millennials. Speaking millennials.
Is that what we said?
Could we do that? No, I don't like that.
No,
there was another one. What was the other one? It was...
By the way, if we did that, our opening for the video would have to be like some dude like writing speaking millennial on like graffiti on a brick wall.
That.
And we got to make him like...
And then there's a Z.
And then he puts a Z and he turns to the camera like, yeah. And then it's like, these guys got it. They know.
They're cool.
They spelled it with a Z. They hired me to do this graffiti.
Wait, what was the other one? It was white boys.
None of us are going to go back and listen, so it doesn't matter.
You're going to listen.
I'm probably going to listen.
You're going to listen, yeah.
I got to edit out all this stuff.
So,
all right,
so what do we have next? So you wanted me to plug episode 5.
Episode 5.
Because I'm going to do my 5-minute bit on stage at the Stress Factory, May 2nd. It'll be released May 3rd.
May 3rd.
And I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
If you're listening to this, it'll be the week before. It'll be the Wednesday before. Mark your calendars. You can hear Bill Spadia doing his 5 minutes
doing
for
my
the first time.
Chopsticks could make it into that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll see.
Actually, you should just play the song.
Just gonna do that.
Chopstick song. I really love this song. I wish all songs were chopsticks.
They should all be this.
They should all open because other songs are too metallic.
All right, follow us on Twitter, at Bill Spadia, at Jay Black Comedy, at Chasing Jess Nutt. Next week. That was great.
Definitely have to end with that. Self-affirming.